At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
How did the Dodgers do it? We'll find out in a little bit. Tom Verducci will stop by on loan from Fox and Sports Illustrated. 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. After last night's results, the odds to win the Super Bowl, according to DraftKings, 49ers are the big favorite. Who do you think is second on the list, according to DraftKings, best odds to win the Super Bowl? Todd, I'll start with you. It's the Niners and then?
The Ravens.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. It is the Ravens. Bloop, bloop. Then third on that list, Seton O'Connor?
Your Dallas Cowboys?
Nope. Marvin?
The Chiefs?
Nope. Paulie?
Eagles.
Yes. Then it's the Chiefs, Dolphins, and Cowboys. Dolphins and Cowboys have the same odds today. It's interesting. Because we're ready to welcome the Dolphins back in. You're a contender. And then you're favored by, what, 13 and a half, 14? You lose Tyreek Hill. You're at home. They were a little banged up. And then you allow a comeback for the ages for the Tennessee Titans. Rookie quarterback on the road against a team that's trying to get the number one seed. I'm surprised. And look, Tyreek Hill is the engine that makes that motor go. He makes that car go, that luxury car go. When he's out, it's not a luxury car. It gets good mileage, but it's not going to win. It's not going to get there first. And you saw that last time. By the way, I don't want to be a narc while I'm being a narc. Remember when TJ Watt was on our show and he mentioned that he checked his phone at halftime? Well, the NFL fined him. Here is Tyreek Hill talking about his injury and halftime.
When it happened, like my first reaction was like, man, my ankle. Then my adrenaline kicked in. I ran off the field. And then I sat for a while and got stiff. I was just going through a lot of pain. And so then I just made up in my mind. I came in at halftime. I texted my wife. I was like, bro, like, hurt. Need an ankle massage tonight. She was like, you better get your ass back in that game, dog. I was like, all right. So I just made up my mind that it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. Tonight and tomorrow morning. You know, and I just went back in the game on my own.
It might hurt financially. NFL rules under normal circumstances prohibit players, coaches, and team personnel from using cell phones and any electronics except for the special Microsoft tablet starting 90 minutes before the game through the end of the game. How much did T.J. Watt get fined for checking his cell phone?
Well, let's guess. He said it about a year ago on our show. They checked his cell phone at halftime to check how if his sack was being credited. And then he said on another show the next day, I was kidding. I wasn't being serious. Guess the T.J. Watt fine last year.
$15,000.
$10,000.
Okay.
It's actually $10,100.
$10,100. Well, you have to have processing fees, I'm sure.
Right. Taxes, insurance. Yeah. Applicable.
Like Ticketmaster.
Yes. Like sometimes you'll look at, wait, what's it cost? And then there'll be like handling charges. And you'll go, what?
He said he was kidding. And the NFL said, no, we don't think you are. So he just paid the 10.
Well, Steve Kerr was just kidding when he was the Phoenix Suns GM and he joined us on the show. And then he said he was thinking about maybe offering LeBron the mid-level exemption or something. I think that cost him $25,000.
We not only don't pay guests to come on this show, it costs them money to join our show. That's how great journalists we are.
877-3DP show. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Two odd Monday night games. I was nervous for the Packers against the Giants. I didn't think the Titans had any chance against the Dolphins. And, all right, Tyreek Hill goes out. You should still win that home game. The Packers, though, you got to win those games. You got to win. You got to win out. Make sure you get in the postseason. You're on a roll. Felt like, all right, Jordan Love, everything's good. These young receivers, everything's, you know, we're the youngest team in the NFL. And then they ran into Tommy DeVito. Not the Giants. It was just Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets. I was, you know, channel Fritzy doing his Dice Clay whenever I hear this.
Three in a row. Oh, we're on a roll. We're going to the playoffs. Maybe not. Oh.
Thank you, Tom. And, of course, Tommy DeVito lets us down because he doesn't sound anything like that. Here is Tommy DeVito, the Giants quarterback.
I think in every game we played this year that we showed that we never gave up on any snap, no matter what the score was. Never looked up at the scoreboard, just kept on fighting each and every play, each and every game. And, you know, it's starting to come to fruition with some of these games in the past now. And we're just going to keep trying to go 1-0 each week.
All right, it's one thing to be a good story. Is he a good quarterback? Like, Brock Purdy started as a good story. Now he's become a good quarterback. Jeremy Lin, that was a good story. I don't know if he became a good player, consistent. But he had that run where it's like, man, it's a great story. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Man, that guy can play a little bit. To MVP candidate? Yes, Todd?
And story, good story aside, what? How do you go from serviceable to good? How thin is the line between calling someone a serviceable quarterback and actually being good at playing the position?
I would say that he was a good quarterback last night. He beat a good team. And he made some big plays. He had some short passes, but you go 17-21. He kept plays alive with his legs. So I would say that last night he was a good quarterback. And they won three in a row. You get the ball, you have to go, you know, length of the field, set up a field goal, and he did it. All right. That's good. Now you go on the road against the Saints. Yes, Mark.
But the good thing is, no matter what, I think he's played his way into being a roster, like on a roster. He's going to be on a roster somewhere.
Yeah.
So he's played his way into having a job next season.
But it's awkward if he stays on this roster.
Oh, really awkward. Well, what if they end the season 8-0?
Is it awkward for him or Daniel Jones?
Yes.
Or the coaching staff?
Yes.
Or ownership that gave Danny Dimes that contract? Yes, Mark.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be awkward for everyone.
All right, the Premier League on NBC and streaming on Peacock, which is where you can find this show. You got the rivals going head-to-head. It is Liverpool. It is Manchester United. The Premier League.
You want to go?
You should go.
I would love to go. Did you see where the mothership game day is going to go to Dublin?
Where'd they get that idea?
Next, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going to another country.
Yeah. Stealing.
Was it Georgia Tech, Florida State, game day, leading the season?
Yeah. Stealing from us again. How else can I program the mothership?
You think Kirk's going to bring the dog over to Ireland? His puppy, his big dog, Kirk Herbstreit, travels with the dog now.
Mm.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, that's great.
We have the dog on the show.
All right.
Is that like his friend, or is that like an actual puppy?
Is it
canine.
A therapy friend for Kirk?
There's a feature on it, actually. He brings the dog now on all his trips because he travels 3 days a week. Mm. And the dog goes to the set. He goes to walkthrough and sits on set. It's pretty cool. It's becoming popular.
Yeah, it's nice. Marvin?
Do we go back and bring Will and Paul Rudd and Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney?
Okay.
And say, you guys can't go on game day. We'll just go there and be in the audience.
Do you think Mothership reaches out to some celebrities?
Oh, without question.
Well, you're asking for Florida State, maybe, or Georgia Tech celebrities. hey, we'll pay for your hotel and airfare and tickets?
Who went to Georgia Tech besides Kenny Anderson and Mark Price?
Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah. You take that.
I'll take.
I don't know if Mark Price would be relevant to anybody. I'd be curious. Kenny Anderson. Yes, Todd.
And you got Florida State stung by the committee against the Yellow Jackets. Interesting.
Stung Yellow Jackets?
There you go. Okay. There's a storyline right there.
Let's go. Great. That's great. Yeah.
Original for them to go to Dublin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe they saw the fun we were having. Maybe. Should we go again? Should we go before game day gets there?
Protect our turf?
Yes.
Again?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Should I reach out to Will Ferrell and say, Will, how does Florida State Georgia Tech sound in late August? Yes.
Have you heard from Will since we got back from Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, that's many good. Times.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. No, we're good. We're in good
standing. I was nervous. I was like, oh, crap. No. I don't know if I hope we didn't ruin that.
Well, you know what I got him? I got him a barrel of Keeper's Heart whiskey.
A barrel?
A barrel.
That'll help.
Right. I got an entire barrel. I asked their distiller, Brian Nation. I said, Bri, I need to do something nice for Will Ferrell. And he goes, what would you like? And I said, a barrel of Keeper's Heart. Consider it done. So he's a member of the barrel club with Keeper's Heart. Yes, Marvin.
Oh, so many old fashions. Those things, they were going down too smooth.
Oh, I know.
Many.
Yeah. Nobody. Nobody.
Let's do it again.
Nobody. I would like to. I'd like to go back to Ireland again.
That was the trip that I was like, oh, I could live here. I could definitely do this.
Well, not where we were staying and what we were doing every night.
Oh.
Oh, you could?
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, I mean, not just that.
But you know what was great, though, Seton, is we started at 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, man.
So we got done at 5. We walked like 15 steps, and then we were in a pub. And then get to bed at midnight, you got 10 hours of sleep.
There was one day that I was out with Marvin and the BRGs, and I don't think I got back to my room until like 5 in the morning. It was way late. And I was still able to get many hours of sleep, wake up, and be like, all right, let's go.
Was that when we had my wife and I, the anniversary dinner, and then you guys went out after that? Was it that night?
It's all hazy now.
I was going to say, I just remember that you guys were starting to peel off.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we're going to go have some drinks with the backroom guys.
It was great. We found this place to get like cheeseburgers at like 4 in the morning. It was like a
no
great
good, but
night.
So good.
No like, good, but so good.
Legit. And me and Seton, we're married guys with kids, so we're not out like this. And we were like, man, we got after it.
Yeah.
I saw him. We both walked down to the hotel lobby. It's like 1 a.m. I mean, 1 p.m. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
What's up, man? Nothing. They went to the Paulie and those guys went to the Guinness factory.
Like,
oh, you guys going?
No. The last place I want to be. I want to stay right in my bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saw Shane Gillis.
That was the night. It was the Shane Gillis night.
Okay, yes. Shane Gillis, the comedian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We went and saw him. That was awesome. That was a great, great set.
And then one night we went out and we were drinking and Brady Quinn came in. And Todd got creepy with Brady Quinn.
Did I?
Yes. You kept
He's
saying.
He's a handsome fellow.
I know, but you don't have to tell him that.
A little handsy.
Yes.
I may have massaged his bicep, but it was just, you know, it was very quick.
But Todd would say, hey, I just want to thank you for coming by and, you know, you're a handsome guy. And Brady is like, thank you. And then it felt like, I don't know, every 30 minutes, Todd was somehow there with Brady Quinn. And then Todd interrupts he's there talking to Brady Quinn. Next thing I know, he looks over and he sees some woman. He goes, hey, come here. I go, what?
I did point her out.
You did. He said, to you.
I thought she was very attractive. I wasn't going to do anything about it. I'm happily married man, but you could appreciate a good-looking woman.
I think you're a married man.
You don't think I'm a happily married
man? I don't know.
I'm very happily married.
Okay.
I'd like some more action than that.
No.
I don't want to throw that out there.
But you point to her, and I go, what? He goes, she's very attractive. I go, first of all, don't do that again. Like, don't point at the woman. and say she's very attractive.
And I pinched your tush as I said that to you, and I know you didn't like that.
I don't like when somebody, when they talk to you, they have to hit you. Like, they'll say something, and then they have to hit you.
I was a little grabby that night. I was a little grabby.
I know. Right, a couple of
phones. I pinched your tush.
No, what? We're all guys here. Guys.
Yeah. No.
Huh?
Yeah. I pinched your tush.
Yeah.
I pinched.
Try to get your attention.
Tush.
I know. And then Todd thinks that I'm uptight. Why are you so uptight? I go, dude, don't do that. No, I'm just having fun. I go, have fun in a different way.
Let's go say hi to her. Maybe we'll play a game of canasta.
I said, go over and say hello to her. Don't
got shy. I was very shy. What am I supposed to say?
Hi.
What if you had a Valley Girl voice? That'd be interesting. In Ireland, how weird would that be? What are you doing?
Chuck in Arizona. Good morning, Chuck. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. 6'2", 250, and not an ounce of muscle.
All righty.
Okay. I was prompted to call by your previous section about the gambling.
Yep.
And in my opinion, there's a tremendous black hole working against the better here with this partnership where you have the books and the entertainment industry teamed up against the better. There's only one reason for two people to merge, and that's to make more money. Bottom line is there's week-to-week instruction, evaluation on the referees. And the betting public needs to know this because you brought up Donaghy. But in the interview that he had, you need to make very few calls to affect the total.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of weird things been going on with totals this year. And in fact, I quit betting them after week four.
Well, I tell people, thank you, Chuck, you're not winning. You're just not. If you break even, and if you enjoy, and I know everybody says the same thing, well, when you go to Broadway, you know, you're spending that money and you're entertained. This is our chance. We're, football game is Broadway. We're spending our money. We might lose it, but we're still entertained. Okay. I never feel like the way I did when I lost a bet. If I go to Broadway, and let's say the Broadway show isn't great, I don't feel as bad as I did when I lost a three-team teaser when I was gambling. And I'm down $1,500, and I got to go give my bookie that money on Monday. Yeah, Paul.
And you don't stay for the later Broadway play and double down and buy two tickets hoping to make back the money. Then maybe Sunday there's an afternoon matinee, and I'll quadruple my initial bet because that'll bring me back
to
even.
I'm going to get my money's worth. Yeah.
Hey, it's Cats. Let me put $1,000 on it.
Yeah. I'm going to go see Rent again. Well, Lion King. We're going to go see the Lion King. I'll get my money's worth out of that.
I'm going to go see Rent.
You're not going to win. If you're going to be entertained, I could never watch a game that I had a bet on.
1,653,000 minutes. That's actually gambling reference.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
But you're right, Dan. You can have wins. You cannot win.
No.
Like you may be like for a month, you're like, hey, I'm up for 600 on the month. That's great. It'll even out. You can have those wins where you're like, I can't believe that safety the other day in the Army game.
Yes.
That's a win that you'll talk about, and you won $75 on it. It'll go the other way as well.
I left, and I made a profit, but I had to leave. I was betting more than I should. And I lost $3,300 on, I think, Arkansas, Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. And that was it. Last bet I made. I was up $6,000. I bet $3,000, lost the VIG, and $3,000. So $3,300, that was it. Cashed out, never placed another bet in my life. But I do follow it. Their time, like last night, I would have taken the Giants in the points. Home dog Monday night. There's patterns, there's feelings that you have. And I don't miss it, but I do see people who, they can't watch the game unless they have money on it. I couldn't watch a game I had money on because the joy of winning never trumped that feeling of when you lost. And if you lose in dramatic fashion, if you do it, it's like blackjack. If I do that, if $5 a hand, just something that everybody is, in there, and it's, the camaraderie and the atmosphere. I have been in a casino with people I know. They were betting $25,000 a hand, and Jeez. They were playing multiple hands. And I'm getting nervous for them. They're people you know. And I'm going, oh, my God. And I didn't see joy in any of them. Even when they won, it was no big deal. They were numb to it. All right. I'll get down off my soapbox. All right, Dad, tell the story about gambling again. All right. I've done my duty. All right, we'll take a break. Tom Verducci on what the Dodgers pulled off here. And is baseball going to respond to what the Dodgers did with Shohei Ohtani? That's right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
More phone calls coming up. Tom Verducci in 2020 did one of the only long sit-down interviews for Sports Illustrated with Shohei Ohtani and had a great summary of exactly what's gone on here and the recruitment, the courtship of Shohei Ohtani. But also there's some tentacles here that you're trying to figure out of how much is he going to get paid, deferring this money. Does baseball say anything about this? Can baseball say anything about this? So why not just have Tom Verducci on from MLB Network and Fox Sports and Sports Illustrated? Let me start with the contract here. How much is Shohei Ohtani getting paid this year, and how much money does that affect their salary cap?
He's getting paid less than Austin Barnes, the backup catcher for the Dodgers. Okay. He's getting paid $2 million a year. That's it. That's how much present-day value. That's how much the checks are going to add up to this year. 2024. And what he's done is he's taken that number, which is $70 million a year, right? 700 over 10 years, 70 a year. And he's reduced that number in present day value as far as the luxury tax goes, because that's the number that really matters in baseball, to $46.6 million. And what does that do? It puts about $24 million back in the pockets of the Dodgers to spend. So they just signed this guy for $700 million, and they're going ahead and they're negotiating with Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the best free agent pitcher coming out of Japan this year. And that number is going to be close to $300 million. And they're also talking to Josh Hader. This is not possible unless Ohtani takes 97.1% of his money due him and says, just pay me later on, 10 years down the road, with no interest, by the way. Incredible the way he has allowed the Dodgers to have the most expensive player in any sport in history and still be affordable.
Has anybody ever done this?
Not to this level. The record for the highest percentage, I'm not sure about other sports, in baseball, 50%. And that was Max Scherzer signed a contract with the Nationals, $210 million, $105 million of that was deferred. And there might have been some interest attached to that, but 50%. No one else is really close. We've had guys 20%, Mookie Betts maybe 20-something percent. So there was nothing like this. And this all was Shohei's idea. He went to his agent, Nez Bolello, and said, listen, what if I defer all my money down the road? They don't have to pay me anything. And he, Nez, looked into the CBA. And first of all, there's no provision about some cap. You can't defer 97% of your money. The only provision is you have to take some money. You can't play for free. Minimum salary next year is $740,000. They settled for some reason on $2 million. But that was Shohei's idea. He wanted to go to a team and realize that I'm not hamstringing this team going forward. Like, yeah, you got me, but what do you got around me? There's plenty around him now with the Dodgers. There was, and there will be.
Take me back a week ago. Now, I guess everybody's allowed to talk about this, of what happened with Shohei Ohtani. Nobody's going to get penalized. How many teams, and really, who was the runner-up here?
It was down to just the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. That was it. It started out, as it did its first time he was a free agent when he was leaving Japan, did not want the East Coast, did not want the big cities of the East Coast, did not want weather. That's a big part of it. It had to be climate-controlled environment or Southern California, which is what he knows. There's two things Shohei does in life, basically. He plays baseball and he trains for baseball. He doesn't want to be dealing with elements. Blue Jays, of course, they have a dome, retractable dome. It reminded Shohei a lot of the Sapporo Dome, where he played with the Fighters in Japan. That made a lot of sense. He went and actually saw their training facility and was blown away by it. They just spent $100 million on a training facility in Florida. So he liked that. And he's always hit well there in Rogers Center. So they were a legit option. But here's the thing, Dan. The Dodgers have not played a meaningless game in the last 11 years. In the postseason, literally every year. He goes to Toronto. It's been the postseason 5 times out of the last 11. It's not bad, but it's not the Dodgers. And they don't have a very good farm system. He could be walking into another Angel situation with the Jays. So it was never going to be the Giants. It doesn't want to play in that ballpark. It's not a great place to hit. You have weather to deal with there. Same thing with Seattle. I know it's a retractable roof, but who knows how good they're going to be. Besides, they weren't even in it. They didn't have the money to do it. Ruled out the Yankees, Red Sox, Mets right away, the big spenders. And that's pretty much it. Dodgers and Jays. And I think since he was in high school, when the Dodgers thought they had him signed, this was inevitable. How he got there was a shock.
But as far as the money, how does it get to 700? Like, where were the Blue Jays in this? Did they know what each other's offers were?
You don't really know what the particulars are of the offers, but you know the ballpark where it's going. I mean, we thought going in it was going to be a number between 5 and 6, right? And these things generally tend to get higher. And it reminds me when Alex Rodriguez signed with the Rangers way back when, he wanted money that was beyond Kevin Garnett at the time, the highest paid athlete. I didn't realize that Messi had a contract out there at 674, so it's no surprise it gets a little bit above that. But obviously, in real-term value, it's about 46 a year, which is just slightly above Max Scherzer money. Max Scherzer, 39-year-old pitcher, nice pitcher, but he's not a two-way player in his prime like Ohtani. So you knew what it would take to get Ohtani, but Ohtani was the one who presented both to Toronto and to the Dodgers. A ton of this money is going to be deferred because I don't want to hamstring the team. That was his idea. That was going to apply to any team that signed him.
Talking to Tom Verducci, MLB Network, Fox Sports analyst and contributor to Sports Illustrated. Were the Angels ever in this?
Not really. I mean, they were because they were the incumbent team, but I just think they knew where the number was going, and the fact that he hasn't played a playoff game or come within 10 games of the playoffs with the Angels, they just couldn't match going in what we knew the Dodgers could put on the table in terms of competitiveness. So, no, I don't think they were ever an option. I know people talked about the Braves, and they talked about the Angels and the Cubs. Dan, those teams were never really options. You make phone calls because it's Shohei Ohtani. He's a once-in-a-lifetime, if not more, player. So you make calls, you see where it's going. But actual suitors, two. That's it.
And we talked about this before the trade deadline. What do you do if you're the Angels? Well, they decided they were going to bring in, you know, players. They were going for it. They were going to try to make the postseason. I wonder if they had made the postseason, would that have changed anything in this situation with Ohtani?
It would have helped. I'm not sure it would have changed it, but it would have helped. I'm not sure if the Angels were ever going to go to this kind of number. I mean, they've gone over the luxury tax threshold, the first threshold, once, and that was essentially a clerical error. They went over by like 75 cents. So, no, I think the run that he had there was unbelievable. I mean, they packed the place, and I get what Artie Moreno was doing. I thought he did the right thing by keeping Ohtani. I mean, it's like owning a Mona Lisa. George Steinbrenner used to say that about the Yankees. There's only one Ohtani. You have him there, and the people got to see him for 6 years. That's pretty cool. But I think, Dan, what people really have to look at here is there's no hidden agendas. We have become so cynical, right, that this is a case where Shohei Ohtani, and the Dodgers told me this, when they sat down with him, they were blown away by how refreshing he was. Like, he seems even younger than he is. I always tell people the golden age of baseball is when you were 10 years old. So it's always moving. But when you were 10 is when you fell in love with the game. You looked at the game with wonder in your eyes, first-time eyes. Ohtani has never lost that. He still looks at the game like he's 10 years old. He loves the game of baseball. And I think it's a mark of humility here. And listen, don't get me wrong. He's making $50 million off the field next year, Dan. We don't have to hold a telethon for him, right? He has endorsements more than anybody else in the game. So he's got that nice backstop. But don't try to read too much into this. We're so used to players going in there and asking for the move. I want luxury suites. I want private planes back and forth to home. He's doing the complete opposite and saying, I'm going to defer all this money later on so we have a competitive team. Take that for what it's worth, because Shohei's not that complicated of a guy. What you see is what you get.
Baseball going to try to close this loophole?
No, because I think they realize this is a unicorn player with a unicorn contract. This does not apply to anybody else. I don't see anybody else saying, take 97% of my money and defer it 10 years down the road without interest. I mean, this is completely legal, if you will. It's in the collective bargaining agreement. There's nothing against it. The Players Association has no problem with this. You just won't find players who are going to do this. So it's not really a loophole. It's not like the Dodgers are trying to pull an end around here. It is what it is. It's an incredible, humble gesture by this guy that, you know, we're always amazed at watching him on the field. And think about this, Dan. His value at $700 million comes from being a two-way player, and that's about it. I mean, you mentioned the story I wrote about him. Very little that we really actually know about Shohei, right? You don't hear him talk that much. He's certainly not in your face. He's not about branding or personality. It's really about his playing ability. To me, I find that refreshing, that his value is because he's an incredible two-way player. And not about selling himself.
What's the downside for the Dodgers?
Boy, I'm not sure what the downside, I guess, is there might be, if he's going to pitch in 2025, he doesn't get back to that same level of being an ace, which is possible. I mean, this is two Tommy John surgeries in a short window. In the second one, your odds of coming back are not nearly as high as they are the first time around. But you know what? They've already talked about if he can't come back and pitch at a high level, or if at all, he probably can play the outfield. He's going to be able to throw. I think the question is, can he actually get out there and dominate on the mound? I wouldn't rule it out with this guy. But that's the only risk, that you're paying Ohtani to be a great two-way player, and maybe that pitching component is not going to be the same from 2025 on.
And I wonder what this does, Tom, down the road, 10, 15 years of players who now look at this. Because your best player in high school probably was a pitcher and a shortstop. And can you get a team that's willing to allow you to do this? Does Ohtani open the door for this possibility?
I think you're right, Dan, that it does open the door. I don't see anybody coming through it. In other words, if you have a really spectacular two-way player, you bring him into your system and you don't try to specialize right away. And you play it out as long as you can. I just don't think that there's going to be another player who can do it at this level. And the only way you do it is if you can max out and be elite at both, because otherwise it's a compromise. You become, say, an average pitcher, an average hitter. So I don't see another player doing this in our lifetimes at this level.
He's Tom Verducci. You can check out his story on Shohei Ohtani joining the Dodgers on SI.com. Also, MLB Network's new Prime 9 Countdown series continues tonight with third baseman and shortstops. Thank you, Tom. Great stuff. We appreciate your time as always.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
Tom Verducci. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. This day in movie history. Does it have anything to do with Saturday Night Fever, Todd?
It sure does. On this very date in 1977, Saturday Night Fever makes its big screen debut.
John Travolta. That walk when he's got the paint cans. Now, they've recreated that for a credit card commercial where he plays Santa, and then he goes to the disco and starts his dancing.
Would you watch the hair? I work very hard on my hair.
Watch the hair!
He hits my hair.
Yeah. And how about this day in sports history, Paulie?
Got a couple for you here. 1968, Arthur Ashe became the first African-American to be ranked number one in tennis in the world. Mm-hmm. 1976, Joe Namath plays his last game with the New York Jets. 1981, Wayne Gretzky reaches 50 goals in a season in only his 39th game.
Overrated.
Jeez. Is he, Is he the most greatest by far? Stay with me one second. Like Michael Jordan to his sport, other people are close.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
Is Gretzky the most greatest in any sport? Where second isn't really that close.
Most greatest list is great, by the way.
Most greatest.
I love most greatest.
Like Jerry Rice, I think, is the most greatest wide receiver by a far margin. I think. But Michael Jordan, you could throw out Kobe, LeBron, Bird, Magic, and it's relatively discussable. It seems like Wayne Gretzky's in a category.
Well, when you look at, let's just say, the number of goals scored, and let that just stay there. Then you put in the number of assists that he had. That's what's crazy.
Like leading, like being all-time assists and points in the
NBA. Yes. And then winning, you know, those Edmonton teams were wonderful. I mean, that's as good a talent as you've ever had on the ice. It's interesting from the standpoint of Messi, Mark Messier is a better all-around player, better two-way player. Mario Lemieux, I think, could have been the greatest player of all time if he was able to stay healthy. But what's remarkable with Wayne is when you see him, it's the same thing I felt when I saw Joe Montana. It's like, how is that guy the best quarterback? How is that guy scoring all these goals? And I think there's, if I was going to compare Gretzky to somebody, it would be Messi, where you go, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And he does it better than anybody else. And that was Wayne. But, you know, hockey was a little bit different back then. But still, I mean, he even said that he'd have a hard time scoring 50 goals now. I said, yeah, but at your age. He goes, no, I'm talking about at the peak of my career. Yes, Marvin.
So he's the undisputed GOAT in his sport where everybody else is, all right, I have Mike, but I have Kareem. I have LeBron or football.
Well, Gordie Howe, to me, was way ahead of his time. Gordie Howe, I mean, you can make case the greatest hockey player of all. I mean, his nickname was Mr. Hockey.
Well, the fact that there's a debate, yeah. Then it's...
Yeah, I mean, I think Gordie Howe, you know, what he did, and he's playing in his 50s. You know, I think it's subjective to when you played, what the game was like when you played. But, I mean, that just a novice looking at this. But Wayne was that, he changed hockey. He changed it, you know, geographically.
There's hockey in Phoenix.
They're trying to have right. Hockey in Phoenix. You got a
technically
hard time finding it.
You may want to take that off his tab.
Yeah, but but you know, in Florida, like everybody wanted to have hockey, and Wayne's the one who opened that door. Yeah, Seton.
Is that one of those things though, where like if you talk to Wayne Gretzky about hockey, he would immediately mention Gordie Howe as like the most important person to him.
Probably.
You know, that like one hands off to the next, who hands off to the next.
Well, plus, Wayne is humble. There's no brag. Like even, you know, when you can kind of joke, like Jordan will give you a not so humble brag. Certain guys are like, yeah, but Wayne's not like that. He just, you know, it's, hey, I'm very lucky. I had great teammates and, you know, Gordie Howe meant this or Rocket Richard meant this to me. And, you know, that's, he'll talk about Sidney Crosby and how great he is. Ovechkin, how great he is. I mean, he's always, hockey players push the sport forward, the players forward. It's never in our day. Oh, I remember when, oh, if we played now. You don't get that. Yes, Marv.
So there won't be a 10-part documentary series on Wayne Gretzky and the Edmonton Oilers.
No.
Or him going to L.A.
No, because he didn't do anything, you know, crazy. I mean, there's a 30 for 30. I mean, when he got traded to the Kings, that was a big deal. Janet Jones,
okay,
the actress, mm-hmm. Watch The Flamingo Kid.
Oh, man.
Yes.
One seed.
Oh, absolutely.
She's the Wayne Gretzky of hot chicks.
you think, you know, Paulina Gretzky is good looking. Janet Jones, Flamingo Kid.
That was something special.
Yes, it was. Yes, Marv.
That feels like whenever somebody says, oh, I love Zoe Kravitz, I was like, Lisa Bonet, I will raise you.
On this date in 2002, ESPN2 aired a high school basketball game. LeBron James met Oak Hill Academy. LeBron ended up winning that game by 20. On this date, 1965, I watched this. Gale Sayers, 6 touchdowns. Bears over the Niners, 61-20. Still one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen. It was at Wrigley Field. The weather conditions were rainy. And the fact that years later, Gale Sayers would get injured against the Niners at Wrigley Field. Kermit Alexander may have been the defensive back that hit him in the knee, but he had 6 touchdowns. I didn't know this guy invented this, but in 1898, George F. Bryant. Why do you say F. Bryant? No, George F. Bryant. He invented the golf tee. How about that?
What did George Bryant ever do to you?
F. Bryant.
Was the ball just on the grass for years?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Let me see. Hey, Jeff in Portland, how are you?
Good, Dan Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Second time long. I have a question for you guys in regards to protocol. And I know calling into the show, you're not supposed to brag about your fantasy football team. Nobody cares about that.
That's true.
But I do want to know if it's okay to brag about my Traeger successes and post those on the Instagram Dan Patrick page.
Yes, you can.
I can. Okay. Because yeah. I took Fritzy's advice. Nope. And I spatchcocked a couple chickens, mm-hmm. and those, my gosh, were so delicious. Smoked, tender, wonderful. And then I also smoked a 21-pound turkey on my parents' 5-year-old Traeger, and everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. So
thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Chad from Traeger is coming in for Meat Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair delete.
Yeah. Yeah. Chad's coming in. His fellow chef, Julie. They're doing Meat Friday. Yeah, Paul.
He's like the opposite of Jim Cantore. When he comes to your town, it's a good thing.
Yeah, we like when Chad comes to town.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have to make sure I have enough bourbon to keep him going. He always stays at the big German's house.
That's a scene over there, those guys. I've been over there. They get after it.
They do get after it.
Fire pit beers.
Yeah, sometimes Chad doesn't need anybody around to get after it. Oh, I heard from Will Farrell. Will says that we must defend our turf in Dublin. We the mothership should be vanquished. Let's go next August. So,
well, sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Will was listening, and he's ready to go. We defend our turf. It's us against ESPN.
Kind of like Will Ferrell's role.
And Ron Burgundy,
yeah.
Anchorman?
Anchorman, like when they get in the fight.
News, news department, yeah. The big battle. The Trident missile, I think somebody had. Okay, so let's see. Who can we? I'll take Reese Davis.
Oh, like a hair off?
No. I mean, if we have to pair off, then I got Reese.
McAfee's kind of jacked.
Yeah. Marvin, can you take McAfee?
I got you.
All right. Seton, you and Desmond Howard.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Paulie, you got Herbie.
All right.
Todd, you got Coach Corso.
Perfect.
What We Learned brought to you by the great city, Las Vegas. Spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of the community. Conventional is challenged. It's not just celebrating with an edge.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.